When a sewer tunnel exploded in Milwaukee in 1988, three men died. Milwaukee County District Attorney Michael McCann filed reckless homicide charges against the Illinois-based construction firm and eventually won hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines. McCann said yesterday that the explosion and three deaths at the Falk Corporation deserve a close look.
I don't want to presume anything, but I want to see that there is an aggressive investigation, and if there was any recklessness that contributed to this death, we want to surface it and see that justice is done.
McCann says any information would be treated confidentially. Earlier this week, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett visited the Falk Corporation to praise the longtime maker of parts for heavy equipment. Falk employs about 700 people in the area. Barrett was asked whether a major local employer should receive close scrutiny from the DA.
I think that the district attorney very clearly stated what his position is, what his role is, what the obligations of his office are, and I certainly understand that and support that. Our last inspection of Falk was September 14th, and all safety violations, and they were few and they were minor and they were corrected on the scene.
Much of the police, district attorney, and federal investigation is focusing on reports of a leaking propane tank at Falk. Falk said it had a lot of propane at the property to serve as an alternative energy source in case of a power outage. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.